Is that nagging cough just a remnant of a cold or an early sign of lung cancer? If you've looked for answers online, you're not alone. But as WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, all that browsing might be putting your privacy at risk.
Tim Liebert is a student at Penn's Annenberg School for Communication. He's investigated 80,000 health web pages looking for pieces of code that take tidbits of information from visitors.
I found that the tracking is much more endemic than I even anticipated. So about 9 in 10 sites, when you visit them, they initiate a request to what's called a third party.
While that communication with an advertiser might not be surprising for commercial sites such as WebMD, data is also leaking from governmental and educational web pages. Google, Liebert says, collects identifying details from nearly 80% of web pages, and about 8% of sites send data to brokers that sell personal information, including financial histories.
It's pretty disturbing that, you know, a company that can tell the last medical bill you weren't able to pay could also potentially find the first time you looked for your symptoms.
It's not yet clear how much is actually being done with this type of information. Susanna Fox is a healthcare and technology trend spotter and researcher with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
We still have an opportunity to prepare for this era and to be mindful as consumers that, you know, there is the possibility of harm, and there are ways that we can guard our personal health information.
Fox and Liebert say a long-term solution is for companies and lawmakers to come up with standards or guidelines that can better protect internet users. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.